Yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here with my cat. Well, no longer now. My cat is walking away. That's good, because we got a lot of kitty spaghetti going on around here as I drink out of my giant cup of tea. Ah, it's so good. Mmm, delicious. So what are we doing today? Well, I checked the mail. There wasn't anything of interest. And it's very cold outside, again, even though it's the middle of April. For some reason, spring does not want to sprung. And yet, here we are. So today is going to be another day of sitting around with a lot of little devices, making stupid noises. Won't that be fun? Yes. Yes, it will. In fact, if you are listening, you can probably hear a little drum beat in the background. And if you are any kind of electronic musician or other music aficionado, you should recognize that beat immediately. That is the beat from the song Da 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 by Trio. It's a great song. And that beat comes from the classic Casio VL Tone. And I don't want to call it a synthesizer because it doesn't synthesize. It just makes bleeps and bloops. The Casio VL Tone is an ancient piece of work, late 70s. I think it was the first thing that they made. It's also a calculator. So if you want to be the pocket operator, if you want to be the operator with a pocket calculator, this is it. The problem is this one that I have is messed up. And you can hear the level doing weird stuff. Like, see, it just dropped out. Okay, we're back. You know, what I was thinking about doing today was sampling this. Make some funny noises with it and sample those noises into the pocket operator. So the first thing we need to do is to stop this racket. Which we do how? I don't remember. Stop. Stop. I said stop. I said stop. Okay, so yeah. Now I've got the little keyboard just set for its guitar sound. Yeah, that's supposed to be guitar. Not much of a guitar tone. So the first thing we need to do is get out the magic cable. I've got another cable here. And we need to unplug some stuff. So how are we going to do this? Let's unplug the VL tone and plug the output of the pocket operator into the 8-track here, into my super mixer radio machine. And then we plug the VL tone into the input of the pocket operator like this. And are we good to go? No. Looks like my Bundesliga game has ended, and now I have MLS. LA, the Galaxy, versus Sporting Kansas City. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is sitting on the bench, so we need to pay no attention to this. All right, so the first thing to do is to see if we get audio out of the pocket operator. That's a yes. This is the beat I made up last night. And the pattern, I should say. Yeah, that's funky, but we don't need to do any more than that. Now the big question is there an audio through? If I push a button on the VL tone, will we hear it? Yes. so we can play both at the same time. I'm not just trying to play. I'm trying to do something here. We're trying to sample. So, what memory location are we going to put this in on the pocket operator? Do I want to keep the boop? Don't need it really. Keeping that for now. Keeping that. Don't need that. Don't need that. Don't really need that, but we're going to hang on to that. So maybe memory location 4 is the best place to do this. Now, what are we going to sample? Basically, all I want is something like this. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. And let's just see what's up. Should we shift octaves? Will that be a good sample? Maybe so. Okay, so now to do this, we got to push a button, release a button, and I only have 2 hands. I need 3 hands to do this. So let's give it a shot. Oh! Wait, which sound were we doing? Oh yeah, number 4. So we go like this. Okay, did that work? Basically, I had to hold record and memory location 4 with one hand and then hit the keys like this with my other hand and then release the buttons on the pocket operator. Did we get the sample? Here we go. Yes, we got it. Very cool. Very cool. And it's not as noisy as I thought it would be for a cruddy 16-bit sample. That microphone is no good. The microphone's just a tiny little element. So what we have learned is that we can get cleaner samples by jacking directly into the pocket operator. Okay, so should we do another sample? What other empty spots do we have? I'm going to probably want to use that since we've got no other use for it. Now, what sound do we need to sample? Okay, here's the guitar. Flute. Violin. My favorite, fantasy. Got a nice sustain to it, and piano. Maybe we just need a little ding. No, we need something that's a little bit rounder. Let's go to flute. Give me that flute, baby. That's violin. Here's flute. All right, I'm going to try to sample this. Push the button. Cool. All right, did we get the sample? Yes, we did, but it sounds cruddy. Oh, maybe it's because the effects are on for the pocket operator. That'd be my guess. So let's go back to that little dweet that we did earlier. All right. Okay, we can turn off the Casio VL tone. Oh, and I should mention that in the VL tone, I am using the green batteries. Those four AA batteries that we will eventually use for the 8-track. But we are currently using for the VL tone, so we are semi-green today. All right. Now, before we get into any weird stuff, let's do a little bit more multiple machine jamming here. It's just that easy. Making music is very simple. What happens if we try to run two drum beats together? They're not going to be synced up, but it could be interesting. Oh yeah, that's just a noise. Cheese, and this is not the cheese show. This is we're pretending to do important stuff show. Oops, I shouldn't have done that. Unplug the stuff while... Oh, it doesn't matter. All right, so I'm going to put the little cable back in my pocket. We're going to slide the VL tone over to the side. And yes, I did try to just a minute ago take a photo of all this equipment set up. But of course, the battery in my camera was dead. So the battery for the camera is being recharged. Okay, so back to the pocket operator. That's fun. But what we're going to do now is we're going to delete this pattern so we can create something else. How do we do that again? Oh yeah, record. And pattern button, and that gives us an erased thing. All right, first things first. Where'd my sound go? Oh, I'm in write mode. No wonder nothing's happening. Switch to drums. Okay, so we got ourselves a bass drum. Okay, that's cool enough. Although maybe I need to put something else in there. I don't know, maybe we need a little bit more of this first. How am I gonna do it? There we go. Good enough. All right, now for some bass noise. All right, now for our new sample. Where's our little delete? There it is. Where are we going to put it? Isn't that fun? Can we mess with this now? No, we have to do that out here, I think. All right. So now what I'm going to do here is see if we can just do some wacky stuff with the sample. Well, we can change the tone a little bit. And we can do what? The pitch? We can just leave that as close to normal as possible. And then, of course, we've got the effects. Okay, that's cool, but it messes up the whole multi-tone business, the whole thing we were going for to begin with. And now I can't turn it off. Oh, it's in write mode. Okay, that's cool. Oops, wrong button. I just added in the second sample. That thing that sounds like a phone ring, kind of. Threw that into the pattern there, too. Let's slow it down. Yeah. Now disco. And now back to Tencho. and a little transposition on the fly there. So, what have we learned today? Well, if we want slightly cleaner samples, we should use the line-in jack of the pocket operator. Good to know. But my Casio VL tone is not in the best shape. It is an original. This thing is at least 40 years old. And it's quite the antique. And generally, I try to keep it in good shape. But, you know, those little slider pots are probably coming unsoldered from the board. And that's why we have those little volume dropouts and problems. Maybe I should take the whole part and the whole thing apart and re-solder some stuff. I don't know. Let's listen to our new pattern with our new samples. Oh, yeah. That's a good beat. I can dig it. Let's bring in the rest of the music now. Oh yeah, it's bleeperific. Maybe we should get into some more transposition. Yeah, your typical blues pattern there. Yeah, it's cheesy, but whatever. That's what we're doing here. We're making cheese. It's the Wisconsin Cheese Factory. Dig that beat, though. Yeah. La 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 la, it's a song now. My name's Tobin, I'm watching some football on TV. It's the LA Galaxy. I don't care about these guys, but I like Zlatan. Zlatan is going to come on the field and he's gonna score lots of points and win the game for these idiots. Because that's what he does. Zlatan, Zlatan! It's the Zlatan song. Zlatan, Zlatan, I love you, Zlatan. Why are you playing in America with all these fools? That's my Zlatan, why are you in America song. I didn't say it was a good song, but something else occurs to me. Do we have any time? I guess we might. I'm wondering if my bleep drum will produce it doesn't produce a line level. I think it's only headphones. We're going to try to hack some stuff. Let me go grab my old bleep drum. Where is it? Oh, here it is. And so now we plug, first we plug in, turn on the bleep drum, plug one end of the cable into the bleep drum and the other end of the cable into our pocket operator. Just like that. Okay, so now I've got the bleep drum plugged into the pocket operator. Does the pocket operator still sound? Yes, it does. Now, I don't know if this is going to work because the bleep drum produces a headphone level signal and the pocket operator is expecting a line level signal. But the pocket operator is kind of smart in the sense that they sort of made it idiot proof, so I'm wondering if this will work. I am now going to attempt to sound the bleep drum. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god, it worked! The sounds you are hearing now are my bleep drum, which is normally hard to record because I can't jack the bleep drum directly into the mixer. Because it's the wrong level. However, the pocket operator is smart enough that it is recognizing that the level's too low. So there's a little amp in there somewhere. And the bleep drum makes cool sounds like this. More lasers. So maybe we should sample one of those. Okay, here we go. We're gonna overwrite the other, this sample. Here we go. And we got nothing but noise. Let's try again. Oh, it doesn't like it. But we're getting some strange noises. Let's give it one more shot. Come on, baby. Now, it doesn't want to work, but we can alleviate this. If we are so inclined, if we really want a sample, we can run this through a preamp first. And so there's some more work to be done. Can we play both at the same time? Yes, we can. Oh, yeah, so anyway, that's the bleep drum. It's just got four buttons. And makes funny little noises. And the next technical hack, or the one I've been talking about, is to synchronize these things two together so they can play at the same time. But in order to do that, there's some hacks involved, there's some soldering involved, there's not a lot of real estate, so it's not like I can just attach a jack, although I wonder, attach a jack to the bleep drum. I'm going to have to hardwire some stuff. It's confusing. I don't know if I have the parts. Boobala. We're running out of time, so let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hit it! The Dubious Goals Committee is a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I don't know, maybe I need to go back to making some music or some bleeps and bloops, or maybe I'll just watch this football game. Who knows? I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
T-O-ers.